Season 1, Episode 7, How to Build a $10 Million Business. 10 Simple Steps to Create a Multi-Million Dollar Business by the team of Anthony Robbins. Good evening, everybody. Back again with yours truly, Victorious Victoria, with Human Connections and Networking. Thanks you so much, all of you beautiful people, for tuning in to listen and spend some time with me. So tonight's episode is from an article I read from Anthony Robbins and his team of experts on how to create a $10 million business. So let's get right into it, okay? So there's 10 simple steps to build a $10 million business. Number one, find trustworthy partners. Whether it's a close friend or family member, partner with people who you know and who you trust as you begin researching how to build a business. Most of the time we focus on the character and virtues of those we are legally partnered with. But vetting other people and entities that you are associated with, including your vendors, advisors, is equally critical. Number two, create a strategy and focus. One of the biggest mistakes young businesses make is overcommitting. In their pursuit to build a $1 million business, they end up saying yes to almost everything because they're excited to get the word out about their company, but they often lack a clear focus by not being selective enough. But if you try to be all the things to all people, chances are you will definitely fail. Start with making a one-page strategic plan that forces you to focus and creating, doing one thing for one target audience. What do you want to do that will add value to the lives of your customers? Number three, say no to what's off focus. Man, oh man, I can relate to that one. Okay. Say no to anything that isn't in your direct line of fire may be difficult to do at first, but can actually be one of the smartest business decisions you make in the long run, even if it means firing your own customers. Why? Because it frees you up to focus on your target, allows for more space and bandwidth to grow, and makes you available for the yeses. Consultants recommend several practice strategies for putting parameters around your time and interactions as you work to build your business. In addition to practicing effective time management, be sure to express your professional boundaries clearly, which you and your team can do and will do at any given day or week. Stay clear on what your role actually is instead of taking on other people's jobs, and learn to recognize and address workplace toxicity when it happens. Do not let poor boundaries linger in the workplace. As you practice these skills and make them a known part of your company culture, your staff, partners, customers will all benefit, thus helping you create the $10 million business you set out to create when you launched your business. Number four, find peer support. If you're a business owner, you know what's at stake and how much risk is involved in running a company. But how do you handle the fear of failure? Where do you go for advice and guidance in learning how to build your business? You want to uphold your position as a leader and don't want to talk about these things with your team and might not want to discuss these heavy topics with your family. That's why finding a peer community is so important. Not only can this provide a confidential atmosphere where you can find support and valuable insight, but it can be instrumental in the process of learning the most effective and efficient and effective ways of taking your business to the next level. Yeah. Number five, form a board of advisors. A critical component in learning how to build a business is coordinating a group of trusted mentors to counsel you on key issues in growing your business. Many of these people know how to make a $1 million business and can advise you on your financial plan. While an advisory board may not seem like a critical component of business success, it can actually become one of your most important assets in building development, providing the strategic advice and complementary skills to take your company to the next level. Who doesn't want to go to the next level, right, guys? All right, number six, hire slow and fire fast. As you work to build your business, you'll quickly learn that the sooner you part ways with employees who aren't the right fit, the better. Most of us, however, do the opposite. We hire quickly to fill the position when really we should be taking our time to determine if the candidate has the right nature, the right personality, and whether or not their core values align with the company's mission. Then We are slow to let the person go, even though we know in our gut that it's just not working. By hiring slow and firing fast, you will find that it is more effective and efficient and effective for you, your business, and for the person. This approach makes it more likely that you'll bring valuable players on who will help your company grow. Additionally, when you hire the right people, you don't face as much turnover and have to hire and fire less frequently. Number 7, build great values and culture. Learning how to build a business requires creating a welcoming company culture. Take the time to create a space where your employees want to spend their time. Think about it. You spend more of your waking hours at work with fellow employees than anywhere or with anyone else. So isn't it worth taking the time and money to create a place that people will enjoy working? What is the culture of your company? Do you have a strong set of core values, and do your employees value these standards? Building a company where people want to go to work is one of the most pivotal ways to building and growing and sustaining a business. What's more, you want your employees to feel valued at the office? Foster a culture that celebrates your team's wins, big and small. Number 8, build your brand. With social media and the global audience at your fingertips, this is the single best time to build your business by building a brand online. It was not long ago when you needed to hire a PR agency to create brand identities and awareness. But now, if you're determined and diligent enough, you can build a brand by creating quality content every single day and leveraging social media outlets to attract and engage your target audience. Number 9, ask for referrals. In deciding how to build a business, you'll find that the best form of marketing is through your current customers. While this may seem obvious, most businesses just don't utilize this resource. We may feel uncomfortable asking existing customers for referrals, or we may not realize how powerful a marketing asset this can be. But if you don't try, you will not reap the benefits. And it's actually quite simple to do. If you know how to present your product or services, which certainly can go a long way towards building your business. Number 10, it's the people. Guys, it's the people. Let me say it one more time. It's the people. The single most important factor in your success is your people. Your partners, your advisors, your staff, your peers, your clients. All of these individuals will help you do the work to build your business. That means you don't have to do it alone, but you do have to find the right people and empower them so you can harness the power and potential of their talent, their skills, and drive. Okay, guys, that was awesome. Those are some great tips, and hopefully you guys were taking notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a voice message below and let me know a topic you guys would like to talk about, okay? Any ideas, just shoot me a message and I'm all yours. All right, guys, so have a great night, everyone. See you tomorrow.